I'm Tony Policastro, and this is a very special episode of Acoustic Tuesday in which we'll honor the life and legacy of Preston Thompson. In this episode, you're going to hear from Thompson artists, learn more about Preston, his craft, and the impact that he and his team have had and continue to have in the acoustic guitar world. All that and more right after this. I'm Tony Policastro, and this is the Acoustic Tuesday Show. Guitar geeks, unite. Welcome to this special episode of Acoustic Tuesday. This is Thursday, and I know things are a little bit out of the ordinary, but I just wanted to do a special episode again to honor Preston Thompson. And before we even dig into things today, I just wanted to send our condolences over to the Thompson family, both the folks at the shop, but also his wife, Julie, and daughter, Piper. I just want you to know that we are sending our thoughts to you, and we're thinking of you during this difficult time. Now, during this episode, what I want to do is share a little bit of Preston's story, and kind of after looking at some videos and doing some research this last weekend, this thing kind of dawned on me, and it really hit me hard when I got the Preston Thompson newsletter today, actually. In fact, they sum up things in a very wonderful way, which I'll shed a little bit of light on towards the end of the show. But first, I wanted to introduce Noah, who's going to be behind the scenes here. He's going to be helping switching videos and things like that. And I wanted to kick things off by sharing my story, how I got involved with Preston Thompson guitars. And a little bit ago, I was here in the studio with Noah and called Matt over at Eddie's Guitars and ordered a Preston Thompson dreadnought. And I think pretty much every day after I received the guitar, I would come into the studio and I would look at Noah and I'd be like, dude, this Thompson guitar sounds amazing. Now, this was cool. I would say, Noah, maybe this was cool for like a week or so. But then as the months started to pile up after spending time with this guitar and I continued to say it, Noah would kind of give me the courtesy smile, and I'm sure in his head he was rolling his eyes. But
well, I could tell already what you were thinking. As soon as you have this certain way of saying, like, man, and I knew right away, I know, yeah. The Preston Thompson guitar is a Canon, I know. I think that's even the model, right? It's like a Preston Thompson Canon dreadnought?
It may as well be. It's a dreadnought. It's got Cuban mahogany back and sides, Adirondack spruce top. And I ordered this, again, as I mentioned, from Matt at Eddie's, and I've just been thoroughly delighted with it. It's brought a lot of joy to me, and after some of the things I'm about to show you, I think understanding Preston's story and seeing some of the things that he's done and some of the artists that he's impacted with his instruments and of course with the team over at Thompson Guitars, the instruments they've made and had just a profound impact on a lot of artists' lives. So I want to share some of these videos, and I want to kick things off with a kind of interview that I saw Preston do that I think is just it's a nice, simple way that he sums up his guitar building. And I think from it, you get a sense of what he was all about in terms of approaching guitar building and really what he was after. So let's have a look at that.
Well, I would have to say there are a lot of great guitar builders out there, a lot. And I have an admiration for many, many of them. We just try hard. You know, we start with the very best materials that we can find, and the designs of our instruments I've worked on for a long, long time. And I take that back to Charles Sautel, who really taught me so much about what I know now and what to look for in instruments. Without the guidance that Charles provided me, you might look in an old guitar and look inside of it and not really understand what you're looking at or understand the functions and so forth. But from having worked with Charles and learned from him and studied his great instruments, some of the very best old instruments from the 1930s, our ability to deliver upon those traditions was good back in the 80s. It's even better today.
Preston was no doubt a guitar geek, and I think one of the things that struck me is that the time that he spent developing these models, the bracing structures and the appointments, I mean everything from the guts to the outside. And one of the, I would say, formative artists, or one of the artists that I think really exploited this guitar geekiness in a good way was Charles Sautel, one of the first kind of, I would say, I would say, big bluegrass players that played one of Preston's instruments. And Preston built him this wonderful kind of 45 style dreadnought, and it recently made its way back to Sisters, Oregon to get a tune up. And it's so cool to see Preston talk about this instrument. So let's have a quick look at the Sawtelle guitar's journey back to the Preston Thompson shop in Sisters, Oregon.
Here we are. This is always special when we get to see this guitar come back again, but this is Charles Sawtelle's Thompson Brazilian D42 that we made for him in 1986. And this is the case that he always toted his 37 D28 around in. And so it just, of course, it's got Charles's name on it, name and a sticker down here, so brings back a lot of memories. There it is. So this has a really nice German top on it. Brazilian rosewood back and sides. And green heart abalone around the top on the 42 style. Red abalone snowflake position markers and a red abalone torch on the headstock.
It's extremely exciting to watch that video because I just see, you know, it's that instrument kind of, it's homecoming, and to see the individual who built it kind of look at it almost in admiration, it's very touching to see. And I think it really tells a story of Preston's relationship with the instruments and just even the way that he talks about it. It's really awesome to see. And Charles Sawtelle isn't the only older bluegrass musician that Preston built for. In fact, Peter Rowan plays a kind of an 80s 0042 style Thompson guitar. In fact, when I played the Targhee Festival here some years back, and I was in the kind of green room area, and I looked up and there was Peter Rowan standing there with that very guitar. And I was just dumbfounded that I was near Peter Rowan, and I saw that guitar and I just was stunned by the way that it looked and kind of the mojo that it had. And just recently in Wintergrass, Billy Strings and Peter Rowan got together in a hotel room and were playing a bunch of different Thompson guitars. And I got this really wonderful clip of Billy playing Peter's 0042, and they're playing together. It's a magical moment, and one that I think is really significant because it just shows kind of a passing of the torch from that older generation of bluegrass guitar players to the newer generation. Not that this was a single moment that happened, but I think it's just a really cool, significant interaction. So let's have a quick look at that. I will encourage you to check out that full clip. If you go to the Thompson Guitars YouTube channel, you'll be able to see that full clip. In fact, there's a three-part series. And it's really, as I mentioned, it's touching because Billy and Peter talk a little bit. And there's this funny conversation about how old Peter's Thompson guitar is and when Billy was born. And it's just a really funny interaction because Billy wasn't even born when Peter's guitar was made. So something you should certainly check out. Now, Billy Strings is really where I first started to see Thompson guitars a lot. Billy was, he's featured in a lot of Thompson guitars ads. I saw him here last summer. He played at a Pine Creek Lodge, which is just due east of Bozeman. And he was playing his Thompson guitar, his Thompson Brazilian Rosewood Dreadnought, which sounded just stunning. It looks, it's striking to look at too. The burst on the front, it's beautiful. And again, just gathering videos for today's special episode, I found one of him actually first picking up that guitar from the Thompson shop. And you can see Preston's excitement that Billy's at the shop, but also this wonderful reverence that the two have for one another. The player respecting the builder and the builder respecting the player, and this really cool dynamic. So let's have a quick look at that.
We had a real special visitor come to pick up his guitar, Billy Strings. Billy's somebody that I've spoken to on the phone a number of times over the last year or so, but never got to meet him in person, and finally did, and I tell you, it was great. What a picker, what a great guy. And he loved his guitar. He's had a mahogany dreadnought for some time now, but liked it so much he wanted a Brazilian rosewood dreadnought. And he got a chance to meet everybody in the shop, spent some time here with his whole band, and it was just a lot of fun. That evening, he gave a concert in Bend, and everybody went here in the shop. It was a great crowd, and what a performance that was.
Preston Thompson and some of his buddies over there that built some really good instruments. So forgive all the absent, me just like going like,
it was a thrill for us, and I think we got a real friendship between Thompson Guitars and Billy Strings for a long time to come. Thanks, Billy.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Oh, Billy, Billy, Billy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, he's done good. Oh, look at that blue chip.
Has he been playing it hard?
Oh, my God, he's worn this thing.
Oh, I love it.
And there's like no finish here.
This looks beautiful.
It's great.
Big reveal.
My favorite part of that particular video is the silence that happens when Billy first grabs the guitar out of the case. He's just kind of in awe, and it's just like you're in silence with him because it's just gorgeous. And one of the other things, the highlights of that video is the guys in the shop actually look at Billy's old mahogany Thompson. And I think it just shows their interest in the guitars as well. I mean, you're talking about, you know, as I mentioned, Preston was certainly a guitar geek, but all the guys at the shop, the guys and gals at the shop, clearly guitar geeks. There's a point in the video where they open the case and they're looking at the old guitar and the finish is worn off. And one of the fellas at the shop is like, oh, look at that blue chip pick. And I'm like, oh, that's a guitar geek. He's one of us. So again, and we're just showing you portions of these videos. To get the full clips and everything, please visit the Thompson Guitars YouTube channel. And we'll probably post some show notes as well at acousticlife.tv. Just so you can look at these videos in their entirety, because I think they're really important pieces of guitar history. And Billy Strings, obviously, I guess I'd classify him in the more modern end of the bluegrass guitar flat pickers, but there's plenty of other modern bluegrass guitar flat pickers that play Thompson instruments as well. Chris Luquette and Trey Hensley were both recently in Sisters, I believe for the Sisters Folk Fest, and they had a chance to put on a show and play a bunch of different Thompson instruments, and I found a clip of them playing. And Chris really shares some wonderful guitar geek humor right at the beginning of the show, and it's something that I think you have to listen to. So let's take a look at this quick clip.
Presented in partnership with Preston Thompson Guitars, and we thought that it'd be a really cool way to start things, where two of the best guitar players on the planet can come out and play a couple tunes, share a little bit about the guitars that are built literally right next door. And it's super exciting. So please give your attention a big warm welcome. Right here, everybody. Chris Luquette, Trey Hensley. Are you sure that's the one? That one, you got those ones to pick too.
I think this is it.
Okay. Folks, I was told a few minutes ago to say something. Ask your doctor if Thompson guitars are right for you. I know mine said it was okay, so no side effects yet. So that's be all right. Yeah, what an honor to be back. I was here back in December playing with my own band right in the center of the floor. And it's when we were here then, we knew this was going to happen. So it's so fun to be here. We were on the way here, and Brad and Christine, they said, you guys want to play a couple of guitars? And what did you think we were going to say? No? Oh, come on. We'll play a little something to start out.
Given the choice of all of those Thompson guitars, I would say that I personally would have a hard time picking just one. I think Chris's little story there at the beginning is pretty funny. And it seems as if every artist that picks up and plays a Thompson is in awe. It's really like a magical experience. And I think before I owned one, I would say, maybe that's the case, but I don't really know. But I truly believe that's the case. In fact, I have a good friend of mine also named Tony S. from Texas, and he has a Thompson. I believe he's only a couple serial numbers apart from the one that I have. And every now and again, randomly, we'll just text each other and be like, man, my guitar is something else, isn't it? How's yours? It's like we're checking in. But it is a magical experience. And I was talking with Dan, one of the folks at Thompson Guitars earlier today, and we were talking just about the guitars and the sound and everything, and Dan's like, he got it right, talking about Preston. He got it right. He got the sound right. And I can say that is 100% true from my personal experience and from other artists I talked to. Trey Hensley was in town last year for the Acoustic Life Festival that we put on, and we were talking about Thompson guitars. This is before I had one. And I was talking to Trey because I know he's a guitar geek, and he's like, oh, he's like, you can't go wrong. They're incredible. They're just incredible. And I think when Dan from Thompson said he got it right, I think that is a perfect summary. Truly, it's one of the best phrases I think that defines Thompson guitars. And in closing, I've got one more video for you, and then I wanted to share a little bit from the folks at Thompson from their most recent newsletter that I think will leave you thinking some wonderful thoughts about our acoustic guitar community. But before that, I want to show you kind of what I think is the pinnacle of all of these videos, and it's Molly Tuttle picking up her Thompson for the first time that she ordered. And she picked it up at the Nashville flat picking camp, and to see her face and excitement about this guitar, I think says a lot about the instrument. And I think it just shows the passion involved, both from the building perspective, as well as from the actual playing of the instrument perspective. So this is a video of Molly Tuttle picking up her Thompson guitar.
Hey, so I'm at the Nashville flat pick camp, and this is the first day I got to see and play my new Thompson guitar, and I was just really have been looking forward to this and been seeing pictures of it online and just super excited. So right away when I opened the case, I was just kind of blown away at how beautiful the guitar looks. And I asked for this dark sunburst, which I just love. I guess it's more of a Gibson style sunburst, but I think it's really special and they did a beautiful job. And the headstock inlay is a custom kind of inlay. I thought it was a thistle, and then Preston was saying they were thinking it was a rose, but I love it. It's so beautiful, and my middle name is Rose, so that's perfect. But yeah, once I played the guitar, I was just pretty blown away by how full and how open and warm it sounds, and it's incredibly powerful. I just want to keep strumming it over and over again because it sounds so good. It sounds kind of like a piano or something. Each note is so vibrant and full of color and warmth. So yeah, it's very exciting. Love my new guitar. I keep like strumming a G chord on the guitar.
It
sounds so awesome.
There's a point in that video where Preston's sitting next to Molly, and if you freeze frame it, there's this beautiful interaction where Preston is looking at Molly and what I assume is just admiration, but also this respect of, God, I just made this instrument and you're playing it and giving it a beautiful voice. And to me, it's another one of those magical moments. And in looking at all these videos, and there's plenty more that show this. But I thought, gosh, what's the bigger lesson here? And I kept thinking, maybe it's the fact that, you know, every artist that plays a Thompson guitar is just wowed and inspired. And I think that's totally true. But if you zoom out a little bit more, there's an element of togetherness that I see. It's a common thread here, and it's the relationships, it's the smiles, it's the passion. It's the passion both from the player's perspective as well as the builder's perspective. It's the passion from the team that builds the instruments, and I am just so delighted and grateful that we have this acoustic guitar community, and that it is a tight-knit community. When news of Preston's passing went around, there was just an incredible outpouring of support, and I saw it all over, from everywhere. I mean, from other guitar builders, from obviously other guitarists, from dealers, and I was speechless, to be honest with you, to understand that this acoustic guitar community is such a wonderfully tight-knit, passionate group of folks. And I just want to say that I think we all should be really proud to be a part of this community. It's something that we may not see in our day-to-day, but when something like this happens, it kind of gets thrust in our face, and I think it's something that we should all feel extremely grateful about. And I printed out the Thompson newsletter because there was a couple things in here that I just wanted you all to be aware of, and something that I think is it's just a beautiful statement that I'll leave you with. But first, I do want you to know that in the future, Thompson Guitars is going to be setting up a fund in Preston's honor. And that's going to help younger musicians actually get their hands on a Thompson guitar to kind of further inspire them and whatnot. So make sure to sign up for the Thompson Guitars newsletter, or you can also subscribe to the Acoustic Life YouTube channel here to kind of be kept up to speed on that. And this is the thing that really hit home, and I think is the most beautiful way of saying that. First is a thank you from the folks, all the folks that work at Thompson Guitars, and this is directly from their newsletter. I wasn't going to be able to remember it, so I'm just going to read it directly from the newsletter. They said, "Thank you, everyone, for your wonderful outpouring of support. It's been amazing. We appreciate all of our customers, dealers, artists, and vendors. A wonderful family of musicians and friends." And I think that's just another tip of the hat to our acoustic guitar geek community that is really thriving and a really special thing. And lastly, and I'll leave you with this. First, I'll thank you for joining us on this special episode of Acoustic Tuesday on a Thursday. Next week, of course, our normal programming will begin again, Acoustic Tuesday on actually Tuesday. But this is again from the Thompson newsletter, and it says this. "In lieu of flowers, the family asks that you listen, share, and enjoy music." And I think that's something that we can just kind of let stick in our mind for a good long while. So with that, I'll leave you to your day, and remember, Guitar Geeks Unite.
Well, I would have to say there are a lot of great guitar builders out there, a lot, and I have an admiration for many, many of them. We just try hard. You know, we start with the very best materials that we can find, and the designs of our instruments I've worked on for a long, long time.